Hello and welcome to Strewingecast.
Episode 15.
Christmas catch up.
Okay, we just went into it. Nice.
Oh.
That's it?
I thought we already started. I was like, wait, we started.
We started because you said it. And so now it's done. And so now we're in the recording. Hi, everyone.
Oh, hello.
This is post Christmas. I'm Andre.
I'm Alice.
And I'm Kirsten.
And it's a bit of a crazy one. Jake is not joining us today because he's gaming. But that's okay. So what have we been doing the last 2 days? Well, we've had a busy few days, I think. Alice, would you like to start?
What was yesterday?
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It was. And that means today's Boxing Day, by the way.
It is Boxing Day. Yes. And what was your favourite part of yesterday?
I don't know.
Anything stand out?
Enjoy the entire day.
I did. It was one of my favourites, I think, so far, to be honest.
It was a lovely day. Yeah, why don't you say what we did, Alice? What did we do?
Well, we opened lots of presents.
We opened lots of presents, yeah.
Just a few.
only a few presents.
Yeah. And then where did we go for lunch?
We went to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Yeah. We did. And we stayed there for the day, didn't we? Ate lots of food, played some games. Did Mummy's quiz?
Yeah.
Which went down quite well by all accounts.
Yeah, it did. Lots of laughs. And what about some of your presents? What were some of your favourite presents?
The cruise.
The cruise? Oh, yeah.
Straight into that then?
Yeah, I know. I was going to wait for that one, but no.
Sorry.
No. I'm glad that that's one of your favourites. We'll come back to that. What about your actual...
I love... The Ugg boots.
Yeah.
Like beauty stuff.
Yeah. All your skincare makeup.
Which is always nice.
Yes.
Skincare girly.
Perfectly acceptable.
And your Stanley cup.
Yes.
Those are your favourites.
You know what? Google this, because I was talking to you in the kitchen about this, about the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I want to know if I'm just dreaming that or if that is a real thing. I'm pretty sure there is an actual Stanley Cup. And I don't know if Stanley sponsors it.
What do you mean, Stanley?
Yeah.
Like what?
I think there's a ride. I think it's a horse racing cup called the Stanley Cup. And I wanted to know if I was dreaming that or if that's actually the case.
Hold on. I'm on the case.
Yeah, sometimes I do that.
Well, while she does that, let me tell you some of the fun things I got. Because I got an absolute haul of things. Well, I'll tell you some of the other stuff. I'll come to my favourites. Although it sounds like it wasn't a favourite. I have a lovely little tongue drum, which is not something you lick or anything. It's a little round drum with rubber feet, and it has 8 notes on it, this one does, and it's in the key of C major. And I taught Kirsten how to play it earlier.
That was fun.
Funny. And it comes with sticks, and it comes with these little rings that you put on your fingers, and you can use them to play it. So that's really cool. And I got a lot of socks and... Good
you
underpants.
Need socks.
Always need new socks. I seem to always put holes in my socks without meaning to.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I don't know. It just does. I think they do it themselves, to be honest.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't do it.
I should have socks with holes in them.
Yes. Holy socks.
Just really quickly.
Yes.
The Stanley Cup trophy is awarded to the winner of the world's professional ice hockey championship.
Why did I think horse racing?
I don't know.
Ice hockey.
I guess you could say this a lot.
Yes.
So does that mean that they put water in the cup to drink it after receiving it and it stays cold for the duration?
What?
I don't know.
Stanley Cup, right? It's a Stanley Cup. That's what they do.
Maybe.
That's weird. But cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same Stanley.
I don't know.
Or if that's like just one of those weird coincidence things.
I think it's just a coincidence.
Might be.
Like a trophy.
Yeah. Stanley Cup from a Stanley
Maybe
Cup.
That's why, because the Stanley Cup trophy in the pictures looks really huge.
Mm-hmm.
And the Stanley Cup that Alice has is a really, really, really big cup.
Well, it's big, yeah.
I think Hagrid would appreciate that.
I don't know how much it weighs, but I'd like to know.
We'll stick it on your kitchen scale and find out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous because that's a really, really nice mug. But I have a fake Stanley Cup, a knockoff, which is also pretty cool. But I didn't get that yesterday. Other things I got yesterday. was a very exciting thing called a base egg. Base egg is a speaker. It's a Bluetooth speaker. But it's not even really a speaker. It's like a noisemaker. You put it on a device, like a table or a metal sheet or a window or something. And you do connect it to your phone over Bluetooth. And it's dependent on the device you rest it on as to whether the sound is good or not. I will be making a recording about this in due course, so you'll hear about it, but maybe not on the podcast. Really cool and quite hefty. And it was just because I saw one in Belgium this year when I went to Belgium, and my friend Jonah, the drummer, he had one, and I really liked it, but you can't find them. They're basically discontinued and have been for years. You found one on Vinted, of all places, didn't you?
I did, indeed.
And the thing is, when you actually search for this online, it doesn't come up. That listing does not come up.
No. I don't think when you search for things, it does come up on Vinted.
I don't think.
It's almost like a...
It's hidden.
Secret hidden spot. Yeah.
So you purposefully looked on Vinted?
I did.
I would never have thought to do that.
I know. But Vinted is...
I know.
My new fun place. I like going on there and finding all sorts of random things.
And money.
So, yeah.
That's really interesting, actually, of all places. Mm-hmm. So she found that. And a friend of mine, also from Belgium, not from Belgium, but we met in Belgium, Martin, he liked the speaker as well. So when he went back to Netherlands, because he's from the Netherlands, he looked it up, couldn't find it. And then I told him yesterday or this morning, my wife found Base X. And he immediately... This guy's 68 years old. He immediately said, oh, please, can you get me one? I said, I've already done it. Because we got two.
We did.
So I've got one. And Martin will have the other one. I shall bring it over when I go there in February, which is going to be very exciting. And a screwdriver. Not just any screwdriver, but the screwdriver of screwdrivers, the LTT screwdriver. That is what I got. And that made me extremely happy. This thing is a ratcheting screwdriver. It's not electric. And it has internal bit storage, which means that all the bits live inside the screwdriver handle. So you don't have to lose them. The amount of times I've lost bits from screwdrivers over the years, honestly, I could probably start like a screwdriver farm. Grow bits. Yeah, and have a tree with
all
the bits.
And it's come all the way from Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't have to pay import tax.
Well, I mean, maybe there was something included in the original price, but it didn't get charged afterwards. It just came.
What's the story of this screwdriver, by the way? Because you have one.
Well, it's just...
It's a good one.
In my head when I ordered it at the beginning of December, I think it was, it seemed to come as a set. So there was the bigger one and the smaller one. And I thought, well, I'll just get the whole set because maybe they do different things. I don't know. I mean, I know what screwdrivers are, obviously, but I thought, well, I'll get, you know, the whole thing and then it's fine. And then when it arrived and I showed Jake, and Jake was like, why did you get both of them? You only need one. And I said, oh, I'm sure it came as a set and everything. And he was like, no, it doesn't. I'm sure it doesn't. And we looked on the site and it didn't have it as a set. But I don't understand how I would have added them two separate ones. So I really don't know how it's happened. But basically, you got both.
There are two types of screwdriver, I think, that they release. One is the standard screwdriver and one is the stubby screwdriver, which is much shorter and can get into really small spaces. And since I only have two hands and don't need both of them, I gave the stubby one to Jake, which is good for him because
he
now
was
he's
thrilled
into,
because yeah. When I showed them to him when I got them, he was like, oh, I want one. And I was like, yeah, they're quite pricey, so maybe not.
But it seemed only fair. And now he's into PC building and everything. He got the stubby one and I could keep the longer one. And that one, the stubby is so small, he could basically keep it in your pocket or in a bag or something. So good for him. And it comes with 6 of the 12 bits. So he's a happy camper. Or rather good, I'd say.
Yeah.
So what about your presents, baby? I know you got a lot of cool stuff too.
Me? I got... not purposefully from other people, because a lot of the things were things that I had suggested, but very much themed around keeping me warm, because I do get cold. So dressing gown. One of them is kind of a joint because it's a new feather duvet, so that's for both of us. And slippers that you can put a hot water bottle in. You don't walk around with them like you thought you did. You sit and put your feet into it to warm up your feet.
That's clever, though.
It's clever, isn't it? Gloves that you have like a battery that you can charge so that then they heat up when you're outside. They're like fingerless, so they just heat your hand.
Different.
Yeah. What's the other thing? Oh, a blanket where you can put your arms into. You've got your arms free, but the blanket is sort of surrounding you. And then Jake also got me another blanket for on the bed. And yeah, you know, other sort of bits and pieces, but those were the main things.
The kettle.
Oh, the kettle. Pink kettle. That is true.
We've needed a new kettle for a long time.
Yes. And anything pink is
got you a
great for me. Oh, Alice got me a lovely perfume.
I got one too.
You got one too, yeah.
Was that from you, Alice?
No, I don't think so.
It's really nice though. I wore it yesterday.
Like, not specifically.
No, it was from you.
Yeah. Everything was that you got was from all of us. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a very good year, a good haul, one would say.
Everybody seemed really happy. Jake got a Nintendo Switch and a new monitor.
And I got his old one.
You got his old one. Yeah. So nothing's gone to waste.
That's the old monitor, by the way, not the old Nintendo Switch.
No. So, yeah.
That's what happens, you know, like hand-me-downs. I give him things and then he gives you things.
Yeah.
Like from father to son to daughter. It happens.
And then we all went and ate lots of food.
Yes.
Didn't we?
Lots of food, but lots and lots of food.
Well, you were basically in a meat coma.
You ate like half your body weight.
Yeah.
I really did.
A slice of turkey that was the size of your head.
Yeah.
The plate.
Yeah.
And
then second.
And then you just don't eat for like the rest of the day.
I didn't eat another thing again.
No, that's not like me.
You ate two ginormous plates and then that was it. You were done for.
My gosh.
I couldn't move.
No.
I fell asleep, didn't I?
Twice.
Well, you were sort of, you had your eyes closed and you were sort of in and out. And then my dad would go, shh, we have to be quiet. Andre's asleep.
I honestly
like,
wouldn't
he's
care.
Got headphones in. He can't hear. It's fine. And he was like,
he can't hear without headphones.
Really?
If he was asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. But it's it's my thing. After Christmas dinner, I tend to just sit in this big chair, which is tall enough for me to rest my head back and not be at the top of it, which I like because my chair isn't like that. In my house, the one I'm sitting in right now. So if I do ever try to nap in it, I end up with a really stiff neck. I want a taller chair. I think I might invest in one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I conked a few times.
You did?
It was very tasty. And my belly. If you found a belly outside your front doors, people listening, that's mine. It ran away yesterday. It was ginormous. Surprised I even got in the car. Yeah, better today.
So we should probably talk about the cruise then.
The cruise.
Yeah. So we'd been hiding a secret from the kids for, 10, 11 months?
Yep.
We booked a cruise for next summer for the four of us.
Yep.
The first holiday that just the four of us have been on.
Yeah, it's always been family before that.
Yeah.
Other people.
Yeah, just the four of us, this is. And Alice, do you want to explain how you and Jake found out?
It was in an envelope and it was hidden in the Christmas tree. And I missed it. I didn't even see. And then Jake found it. I was like,
Jake found it. But what was in the envelope?
It was like a 3D ship. And it was really cool. And I was like, wait, are we going on a cruise?
Yeah.
And then I was like,
because you thought you were joking.
Well, kind of.
Aw, we wouldn't be that mean.
There are parents out there that would prank you.
The last thing I expected. I didn't know what I expected.
It's going to be great.
Not a cruise.
Yeah,
not
a cruise.
Aww.
It's weird, like, it's a massive floating city that's so big that you could legitimately get lost on it.
Yeah.
You can. It has a zip line.
I don't understand how you can fit that on a boat. Like
an arcade.
And it has a pool. I'm going to be in that every
It has
day.
Several pools.
Spa.
Inside, outside.
Oh my gosh,
spa,
the spa sounds
all of the
so
restaurants and buffets.
And the room is really nice. Like yeah. Two separate rooms, but like in the same room.
Well, so it's a cabin, and that then we sense. Have two bedrooms. It has two bathrooms.
We have a balcony.
It has a balcony. It has a walk-in, like a walk-in wardrobe.
Are they sliding doors?
What?
On the wardrobe.
I don't know. No. Maybe not, because it's a whole room.
If yeah. it's that
a small
big,
room.
I don't think we're going to fill it up, because like...
I don't know.
We're there for a week. But I might bring a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will.
Imagine the shopping.
Uh-oh. Jake is not here with me. I feel underrepresented right now.
Well, you don't need to do the shopping.
Yeah, but no, but... Yeah, but no. I'm already scared.
No.
It's all right. He can hide me.
And we're going to go to Italy.
Yeah.
And we're going to get on the cruise in Marseille.
Would you be nice?
Is it?
In Marseille, which is France. Yeah.
You did remember, yeah.
Where else are we going?
We go to Barcelona. We go to...
Wait.
Yeah.
Does the cruise stop and then you get off? How long?
Yeah. So it stops in the morning. It depends on... There is an itinerary. So there are different times that it stops. It's usually around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but like how long are you off the...
You can get off.
A few hours. I think the ship...
For as long as you want until... As long as you're back on by whatever time... They're leaving.
Is it like more than a day though?
No. Oh. It's usually when we went on a cruise before, it was usually 5 or 6 o'clock.
5 or 6 hours.
I think occasionally there would be a later one, but
yeah.
Usually it's around that.
Is that we're just Barcelona?
So there's Barcelona, yeah. Which is in Spain, and then there's a couple of different places in Italy and
Tunisia.
There's one place in
oh my
Tunisia.
Gosh. I can say I've been to Paris, Italy, France. Now I can.
You will, yeah, once you've been there. Yeah.
A lot of fun things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I get to go on a plane again.
We get to go on a plane again.
You
yes.
don't like planes? Well,
I'm excited now.
Ah,
like, but
good.
You know, last time you didn't remember what it was like to be on a plane, so you were nervous. But coming home was better, wasn't it, on the mm-hmm. on the flight? So when we go, you'll be prepared. You'll know what yeah. to expect.
Jake is thrilled. He loves
Jake's really excited because
Same
he
as me.
Loved going on the plane.
I love traveling and I love planes.
Weird.
Yeah.
I'm taking him to Canada one day. I've said this. We're going to go
Why
and hijack.
Canada?
Because I want to go and hijack LTT.
Don't know what that means, but that's nice.
Okay, so if they're going to Canada, where are we going to go, Alice?
Back to Paris. Shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, great. You get to go to some amazing international country and we get to go to Paris.
It's still international.
Well, where do you want to go? I don't want to go to America and get killed.
I was no, going to say you go to New York, but.
That's too scary.
Yeah.
And like, you know.
Take us to Rome. Beautiful city.
Yeah.
We'll think about it.
How about Yorkshire?
Yorkshire?
That's even worse. Maybe like...
Netherlands is pretty cool.
No. I don't know, actually.
Amsterdam is nice. I mean, it's with the bikes, it's a bit mad. I was listening to a Techmoan
video
today.
Wait, how did you get to Amsterdam?
We flew.
Oh, you fly?
Yeah.
You can get the train.
I thought...
You can get the train.
When I was younger, I thought it was in the UK. Like, I thought you just take a train...
You can take a train.
Yeah, because you can take a train.
It sounds like somewhere, it's like a, you know, like Wales or something. You just drive there. Mm.
Well, I mean, when I go to Belgium with Alf, we take a train, but it's not in the UK.
Yeah.
No, but Amsterdam is cool. I mean, apart from the bikes. Techman was saying in a video recently that he found Amsterdam extremely stressful.
It is very stressful.
I know you did too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because the minute
we got
out of the
car. Because our very first experience was somebody... I assume swearing at us because they were quite aggressive in the way that they shouted because we opened the car door. And I get that from their point of view, that was really dangerous, but we had no idea. We didn't know.
And it's not for us to know that. I mean, we pulled up in a brand new country. If the cab driver stopped at that point.
But I suppose we should have looked into things and been aware. I don't know. It's just one of those things. But it was really difficult guiding you around. And making sure
and they're not bike lanes.
But yeah, but every time you try and cross a road and they just fly through and when you're crossing the roads and the cars stop, the bikes don't stop?
Nope. And they often, 30 plus miles an hour, those things fly by.
Yeah.
Tecmo said the same thing. It's quite scary.
Oh my God, Penny, stop.
I know a couple of blind people live in Amsterdam, but I've not really had a chance to ask them how they manage.
I think maybe if you grow up with it, you're used to it, aren't you?
Oh, probably, but freaky. Freaked me out. Yeah. Not a lot freaks me out, but bikes just like being in your face is quite a thing.
Mm.
However, I did like the trams in Amsterdam. Really cool. I like trams. I mean, I like different forms of transport.
Yeah.
So we're going to get lots of pictures, lots of videos. It's going to be good views on the old cruise.
It's going to be very fun.
Definitely. If we're still recording, if people still listen, maybe we'll be able to do some kind of, I don't know.
Cruise cast.
Yeah.
Like on the cruise.
Yeah.
Mm. And
be fun.
Speaking of cast, we have to thank your sister.
Oh my gosh. Yes. For our first official merchandise.
We have NFTs, you know that, right? Because no one else has these t-shirts.
Yeah.
She made us Strunjcast t-shirts, one each, his and hers.
Yeah.
And we opened them yesterday together and so I was cool. Just like immediately in love with it.
Yeah. We will at some point post a nice picture of them because they are amazing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Super cool. Didn't want you to think we forgot.
No, absolutely. We're both wearing them right now.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you have to. It's like...
Yeah.
It's a thing. Definitely a thing. Well, there we go. See, a bit of a catch up for you. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
With Alice, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you in it. And if you're listening, I hope you enjoyed. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas too.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. Last podcast, I said that we were in Apple Music. We are now in Spotify as well. So if you happen to prefer that platform than YouTube or Apple Music, you can search for us in Spotify or Apple Music. And it looks all professionally done. My brother did an amazing job. So thank you, Mr. Brother, for helping me do that.
Mr. Brother.
It's just brilliant. We're basically where we should be now. So you can leave comments, not just on YouTube anymore, because I know not everybody likes YouTube because of all the adverts. So... You can leave comments. And please also, and I will only ask this once because it's very annoying, please rate us.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
on the old
subscribe.
Platforms. You thought I was going to say what?
Subscribe.
That too, but I didn't say it. You did. So, yeah.
No, I said I thought you were going to say that.
What's the thing that they say? Like, rate, and subscribe?
Yeah, sure.
No, it's like, comment, and subscribe. No, subscribe, like, comment, and share.
All of those
and
things.
And subscribe.
It's no. All the words. Just
I don't know.
Everyone
says it differently.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You've heard it from all of us now.
Do your thing.
Do. Yeah.
And if you, if you like it, let us know. Because the thing is, I find that there are a lot of listeners, but a lot of them aren't on YouTube. And therefore, we miss on what could be a lot of comments. But we no longer have to do that. You comment on Spotify or Apple Music too. We'll hopefully see them. I've not had a comment on any of these platforms yet, so I don't know if they email you or whether we just have to keep an eye on each and every episode, which would be quite tedious. So until somebody comments, I'm not sure.
But so who's going to be the first?
Whoever does this, you will be a world first.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us today, and we will see you in the future.
Bye.
There is one more present, but you guys have to find it.
What?
It's not very fair.
Find it?
It's somewhere in the vicinity
of
the tree.
No, it's on the back of the tree.
What if it's underneath the tree?
It's not though. I looked.
You looked?
Yes, I looked.
Okay, you look at the back of the tree, I'm not looking at the small.
I don't know.
What about the tree?
Maybe in the tree?
I've looked. There's one here.
Is it like one?
It's a sharing thing, so you need to open it and look at it together.
What is that?
Bless you. What does it say?
Are we going on a cruise in 2025?
Are we actually?
We're going on a cruise.
We're going on a cruise.
The four of us. in August. We're going on a cruise.
It's our first family holiday.
After Disneyland, I thought you were.
I'll show you the itinerary.
I thought you were going to take
around the Mediterranean. So it's some places in Italy. It's some places in France.
That's so fun.
One of them is even.
Is it in the summer?
Yeah, in August. The 4th of August.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
So it's going to be. I'll show you all the ship and all of that stuff.
It's going to be. We've been hiding this from you for 11 months.
Like
we booked it. We booked it in January.
And that means like January. That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's gonna be the four of us for a week.
That's so cool.
We have a
amazing cabin.
Two
as
well.
Bedrooms.
We have like the most amazing cabin.
In the same cabin with a balcony. Yeah.
Are you like secretly?
We just do what we can.
Biggest surprise that we have been.
I can't imagine it yet, but I can.
I'm going to show you, and you're going to be so surprised.
Oh,
Kelly, are you going through it?
It's
going
to be awesome, baby. Wait
I don't
till you
know.
See what it is.
I will show you all later when I get back.
That was a good idea.
I
didn't
go
get it in the tree.
Do you like the card?
I
was
going to
say,
see.
I can't imagine it yet. Because I don't know
the
proof. But the boat is nice.
The ship,
the boat
right?
is nice.
It's cool, isn't it?
Before I go to bed, I have purposefully turned off noise reduction on this microphone so I can show you how nice the LTT screwdriver ratcheting mechanism sounds. And yes, I know that makes me sound like an old mechanic, maybe called Nigel or Winston or something, but I don't care. This is the nicest ratcheting screwdriver I've seen, and you can take the bottom part and then spin the top part in your fingers. Just like that. I said, that's right. One more time for the record. That was, okay. That is all I've got.